In John chapter 3, going to be talking about light and darkness today on Bible time. I'm sorry. Well, this is Bible time, isn't it, folks? Amen. Y'all life. How many of y'all got your Bible? Amen. Well, I seen one person got, two people, three people, four. Oh, everybody's got their Bible. Yeah. You better have your Bible. Amen. Let's look at John 3:17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Listen to this information, church. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. This is our text for today. That light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Heavenly Father, speak to our heart, challenge our hearts. Help us to see, Lord, that salvation is only in Jesus Christ. He's the Savior. And those that put their trust in him are not condemned, nor will ever be condemned. But those who fail to do so are already condemned. Help me, Lord, I'm little. In Jesus' name, amen. Going to talk about light and darkness today a little bit. Some of y'all are not old enough to know this or recognize this, maybe. But back in the 60s, well, actually before the 60s, divorce was hardly ever heard in our communities. It was strange before, back then in the 40s and the 50s and along then. Then in the 60s, something happened. It seemed like darkness started coming over our land. And people started, instead of getting married, they started just living together. Then in a little bit later on, in those six, the real late 60s, 70s, drugs entered the picture. People's minds got saturated, young people especially. A little bit later on, up towards the 80s and 90s, homosexuals and lesbians began to pop up everywhere. And then after that, it seems like we heard about Obama. He made it possible for they could even get, the lesbian and homosexual could even get married. What am I saying? What are you saying, preacher? Darkness creeping over the land. Spiritual darkness. People turning away from the light. Church attendance wasn't important. Back in the 50s, nearly everybody in the community was going to churches. Back in the 50s. It's not that way today, is it, folks? There's more home today than in church. Probably twice as many at home or more. So talking about light and darkness. Spiritual darkness has enveloped our land, church. As to why we got so much wickedness and meanness and drugs, broken homes, spiritual darkness. Why? People turn away from the Lord, and the hand of the Lord has been withdrawn from our society. And the blessings that once we enjoyed, is they're going away. They're going away. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. When God made the world, it was in darkness. You talk about being black darkness, it was probably black, amen? And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God began to work on those waters. God made the earth and covered it with darkness. There was no light, just darkness. You coming in this church here, don't you cut on no lights? This is a dark place, folks. Because it's dark when there's no light. In Genesis 1, 3, and 4, God said, let there be light. Think about this. God just spoke. He had already spoken, made the earth. He just made the earth. He didn't make the other planets, etc. And I'll get to that in a minute. He just made the earth covered with water. It was in darkness. Then he said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and he divided the light from the darkness, Genesis 1, 3, and 4. So God made day and night. Aren't you glad of that? The light was not from the sun, as the sun was not created until the fourth day. So God said, let there be light, but it didn't come from the sun, because there was no sun. Y'all understand in English? When God says something, it becomes. He said, let there be light. There was light. He don't need something to make light. He can just say it. He made the world out of nothing. You're serving a God of awesome power, church. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, and to divide the day from the night. See, then God spoke and said in verse 14 of Genesis 1, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven. So he made all those, the sun, he made the sun, the stars, the planets, just by saying, let them be there. This is our God, folks, you're going to go live with one day. How about that? Wow. And let them be for lights in the firm of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. This is on Wednesday. Prayer meeting night. Amen. Amen. He made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. That was the sun. The lesser light to rule the night. That was the moon. I love to see the moon, don't y'all, when it's full. Coming up over Tammy's house from my house, I can see the moon coming up when it's full. My, it just gets me all over when I see that moon coming up. There's something about that moon. Great day. And God set them in the firm of the heaven and told them to stay there, folks, to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good. And I said, amen. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So on the fourth day, that's Wednesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. God made the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. And he set them up there to give light. Consider all the evil that goes on in the darkness of night now. In the world there is light and darkness as arranged by God, as the earth turns and revolves around the sun. There is also the light of truth. I'm going to be talking about in just a few minutes. The light of truth. Truth is so important because without truth we'll be misled or deceived. And I want to put in a word, that's the truth right there. The truth. Amen. That everybody needs. Today we enjoy light from the sun. It enables us to see one another as we go about our work each day. Just one sun setting up there. Light from the warm rays of the sun causes the vegetation to grow. The sun, we are told, is around 90 million miles away. Now, I hadn't walked there lately to check it, but they say it's 90 million miles away in space. And it's stationary. It just stays in one place. So the earth rotates around it to bring night and day to the earth. Isn't God great in his wisdom and knowledge? Since his creation, the sun has been faithful to giving its light to the earth for about 6,000 years that we know about. Every morning you can believe the sun. As we say it from our point of view, we'll say the sun come up. So God, in his wisdom, made the days and divided them into night and day. As far as darkness is concerned, listen to me carefully now. There is no such thing as darkness. Did y'all know that? There's no such thing as darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. It takes energy to produce light. It don't take anything to produce darkness. Isn't that awesome? But you got to have energy to have light. Spiritual light first came to Adam and Eve from God. After they had sinned, God proceeded to cover Adam and Eve with nakedness by killing some animals and making some skins, taking skins and making coats to cover their naked bodies. The Bible says in Genesis 3:21, and Adam also and his wife, the Lord God, made coats of skins and clothed them. So after they sinned, they became naked. God didn't want them to be naked. Man's not desired to be naked. God killed some animals, innocent animals. I've told you this many times. Those was innocent animals. God took their skins, made coats to cover up Adam and Eve's naked body. And God was showing Adam and Eve that an innocent victim had to die to cover their body. And in type, that was showing one day there was coming someone innocent that would give them a covering of righteousness that would make them acceptable to God. They had sinned, and sin had changed their life on earth, but God loved Adam and Eve, even though they had sinned. God loved them and provided a way for them to live and be forgiven by his marvelous grace. And they would live to be over 900 years of age. So they had a long lifespan, didn't they? God gave them the light of truth, and there was no other option. Later on in Jude, the book of Jude, verses 14 and through 16, God gave more light. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied, said, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. And here's what God said was going to take place through Enoch to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him, these murmurs, complainers, walking after their own lusts. So Enoch, in the very beginning of God's creation, almost at the very beginning, gave a prophecy that all the ungodly people, God was going to judge them one day, destroy them one day. That's light. God gave this light to warn people, you better not live an ungodly life. Better walk holy before the Lord. He requires that. So light is truth, church. Light is also truth. And this, the Word of God, is light to instruct us in righteousness and how to live in God's world to please God and to be blessed by the Lord. Romans 6:23, Paul wrote, the wages of sin is death. Sin pays off with death. We don't want that, do we? Yet that's what sin does. It pays off in death. Because of Adam and Eve's sin, Satan has taken over as the rulership of this world, and his influence has brought darkness, producing evil and deception. So that's what's happened to the world. Satan is the ruler now. He's the prince of the power of the air, him and his demonic hordes. And they're working against the Lord. And they're working against me and you and the human family, because Satan is opposed to us. He's against us. It seems that people don't realize they are being deceived by the wicked one. People out of church today don't realize they were deceived by the devil not to have an interest in the Word of God, an interest in their soul, an interest in knowing Jesus Christ. They don't realize they're being deceived. They just think it's the way they think, that they have the freedom to think like that. But there's spiritual darkness impressing people to live apart from God. And only this book reveals that truth. You can't find no truth other than that book right there, the Bible, the Word of God. Even though today we have the Word of God, the vast majority of people have no time to read it or hear it in a local Bible church. And by the way, the church is the body of Christ. It's a called out people. It's being saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. They're God's ancient people, and we are his church. In the church, it is said, do not forsake assembling yourself together in the manner that some do. We're supposed to be in church on the Lord's day. Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil's going to come against you, church members. The devil's going to come against you. For we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. The darkness of this world. Spiritual darkness. Against the rulers of, against spiritual wickedness in high places, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus. So there is satanic opposition going on against me and you. And also that same satanic opposition is going against people out of church to keep them out of church, to keep them deceived from having an interest in church. But you and I are supposed to live such a life that they might see, people outside the church might see a difference between us and them. And at the same time, we should be witnessing to them to help them know they need Christ as their Savior. It seems people don't believe they're accountable to God. People, God tells man how to live in his world, and when man ignores God, then God will one day bring him to judgment. But a lot of people don't believe that's going to take place. But it is. There's a counting day for every person. For us Christians, there's a counting day. We're going to stand to be judged, see how we serve the Lord. For the unsaved man, he's got to stand before the Lord to be judged. See how he lived in God's world. How he used God's blessings. Now God has continued to give light to men by the prophets before the word was written. God gave prophets who were specially chosen men to give light to men so men might know the will of God back in the Old Testament. You read the Old Testament. It was hundreds of years before any written word of God was available. But God gave prophets like Enoch, we just talked about. The others would come along too with a message from God to give to people. Later, God gave his word to be written in books for man's convenience. Wasn't that nice? Isn't it nice for us? Think about us today, folks. We're blessed. About the 1400s, when the printing press was first made, where it could really print out the Word of God. Today, we can just, they can pour them all, the Bibles off the presses now with modern equipment. But back before the printing press, they had to take, some kind of a quill or something. It was very, very painful to write down the Word of God and to make sure it was accurate. Make sure it was accurate. It had to be handwritten. Think about the men that was committed to the Lord to write the Bible down by hand. Writing on parchment. They didn't have paper. It's not like it is today, so convenient. So God gave special chosen men to preach his word, give out his word. Men began to write down God's word. There was some 40 different writers of God's word that were responsible for writing God's word down. And the Bible is a revelation of God to man, of his purpose and plan for the world. And in his book, God calls man to live holy because he's a holy God. Let me say here that God created man to know him. God wants you to know him. God wants you to love him. And God wants you to serve him. He made you for that purpose. He made every person for that purpose. Amen. To know God. To love God. And to serve God. And if that be, one day we go live with God. Amen? We'll go live with God. And you know what, folks? I expect every day for us to go live with God the way things are now in our world. I just expect every day we go be with the Lord. What if in an instant we could be in heaven, we look at each other, do tell, we're here. Amen? we've made it. Amen. It's going to happen. It might happen today. God's word reveals that we are all sinners in need of a Savior. Not only does man need a Savior, God himself would provide man a Savior. You can't make you a Savior. A lot of people are trying to make them a Savior. Well, I do the best I can. I'm a pretty good person. That's not going to save you. That's not going to get you there. No, your sin has got to be paid for. Somebody's got to pay for your sin. And if you don't have a Savior, you're going to have to pay for it. And there's not but one Savior that God approved of. And God's Savior is His own Son. And the amazing thing about God's Son is it's God Himself. Amen? God is the Savior through Christ. It's amazing, folks, that God, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, and the Word went to the cross, laid His life down, died for all of us, that whoever would believe in Him would be saved. You got to believe in Him to be saved. Amen. Talk about light and darkness, folks. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, but there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Only Jesus can save. Yeah. 2 Peter 3:9, Peter says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, men. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants everybody to be saved. He provided a Savior for everybody. Jesus, one Savior. And He wants all to believe in Him. But He lets every man decide for himself. You've decided already. I hope you've decided for Jesus. Amen? Amen. Because He's the only Savior. Let's talk about darkness a little while now. Although we have the light of the truth of God's Word, the world is filled with darkness today, folks. There's darkness everywhere. I'm not referring to the darkness of night, but to the darkness of sin. The darkness of sin. Sin is king in the world under the curse of sin. People just love to sin. They don't realize that's what they're doing. But in the eye of God, that's what they're doing. They're living a life of sin. This is the condemnation, John 3:19 says, that light has come into the world and men love darkness. Look what's going on under the cover of darkness. Ask that former police officer what he sees at night. Yeah, at night, sin is abounding. People committing sin under the darkness of night because their deeds were evil, the Bible says. But you know what? God can see in the night. Amen. You know, our army today has got instruments so they can see in the night. I'm not talking about a flashlight, but they got some kind of special light that they can see the enemy through that special light at night without the enemy seeing them. That's amazing. Well, God sees all this going on in the night. You don't hide from God in the night. His eye sees all, and He knows all. When sinners are saved, we're to live holy lives before the Lord. This is truth, thus it's light. We're walking in the light when we're walking by the Word of God. We're living in the light when we live by the Word of God. This is important. And we're to live different from those who are lost in serving Satan's purposes. There should be a clear distinction and difference between us and the people of the world. Let's consider some of the world's darkness for a few minutes. False ministers. In 2 Peter 2:1 in your Bible, there were false prophets also among the people. And listen now, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Church, perk up. Listen to me. There's false ministers in the pulpit this morning across our county and across the world. False ministers. How do I know? I'm not their judge. No, God said it was. God said it. I just read it. There shall be false teachers among you who shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. We're going to be shocked on Judgment Day at the false ministers and pastors today that's teaching people. They call themselves prophets. They call themselves apostles. They call themselves ministers of the Lord. Something they've taken upon themselves. I tell you what, folks, I didn't give in to be a preacher till I was definitely sure. Because I was not going to be no preacher on my own. No. You know one of the things we got today that's darkness? Alcohol. Alcohol. This week they were telling on the news of how much this past year the sale of alcohol was up to its highest level ever. Well, I'm glad to say today I'm 84 and I've never tasted a beer nor alcohol. But I've drunk my share of Pepsi Colas. Amen. Amen. Alcohol. When I was in college, I had to write a research paper. And what I found out, you know, the states and just about everywhere in the nation, I reckon, have adopted, it's the law allows you to sell beer and wine and liquor, you know, because all these liars said that it would give us the revenue to help support the schools and things like that, you know. You know what? Every dollar that they got of revenue off of the liquor taxes, it took 40 to cover up the damage. I found that out about when I was in college. Every dollar they got took 40 to cover up the damages made by liquor and alcohol. It's a big lie that the devil sold to the community. It's a big lie, these politicians pushing that. Yeah, it's a big lie. Yeah, alcohol damages the brain and the body. Alcohol ruins lives and marriages and careers. Alcohol is legal in our country, and the sin of its use is sending untold thousands to hell for eternity. Amen? It really is. Is there anything that looks any worse than a drunk man or woman? God. It's sickening. What about drugs today? That's darkness too. Satan is really deceiving the young people with illegal drugs now. That started back in the 60s too, when darkness, you know, see, people get away from God. God just let these things come in now. Amen. There's nothing to, the Holy Spirit's not resisting. He's just letting them come. Why? People rather have that than God, than serve God, than go to church and obey God. So God just lets man have what he wants. And it destroys man. It just destroys man. Yeah, illegal drugs. Drugs burn men's brain. Go over to mental health and see the people that's going over there because their minds is messed up with drugs. And every day somebody's overdosed. Somebody's overdosed on drugs. There's a new drug that's coming out now from China, and it's more deadly than all. I heard that warning this week. I don't know the name of it. Illegal drug. Satan's pushing it, folks. The spirit of darkness. Amen. Coming over the land. Because we don't want to serve God. We don't want to obey God. So God allows it. Yeah. Pornography, what about that? Oh, the pornography leads to illicit behavior, such as adultery, fornication, raping victims, child molestation. A lot of these guys in pornography, they'll rape a 2-year-old girl or a 4-year-old girl. Yeah, we saw some convicted here on TV the other day. Yeah. Darkness, folks. Darkness. There's been an explosion of homosexuals and lesbians in the last 30 or 40 years. I've been reading some of the movie stars that's dead. Some of the famous ones like Humphrey Bogart, Gary Cooper, and Tony Curtis, and I mean just crowds of those people, and the women too, and they're lesbians and homosexuals. It's sickening, folks, that people are living in the gutter, and the Bible says God give them up to live like that. Because they didn't want to serve him. They didn't want to serve him. And he just gives them up to go all the way down to the gutter. And they think they're so important. So successful. And when they die, you know where they go, don't you? And most of them are Catholic. The Bible says, for this cause gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one towards another. Men with men working that which is unseemly. God just give them up to go down to the gutter. We've gone even lower, though, with the homosexuals, because now they're not only marrying one another, woman to woman and man to man, but now they're even pastoring churches. They're even pastoring churches. And some of them are in a Baptist church. I used to think of all the church denomination, the Baptist would be the most conservative and the most dependable. But it's not like that anymore, folks. Amen. Darkness is creeping over this land. And they think they claim to be Christians. You can make that claim. But it don't make God accept them. 75 years ago, there was few divorces, but today it's like trading cars. Amen. Gonna get me a new one every year. Amen. That's the way some people are. Get me a new car every year. Get me a new wife every year now is the thing. Yes, some of them Hollywood guys have 8 different wives. Wow. Sex changes now. What about this sex change, that mess that's going on? People not satisfied to be a man. They want to be a woman and vice versa. Now we have sex change. One who wants to be the other. We also have this thing coming along now, and even Disney and other big organizations are behind it, pushing, getting young children, teaching them about all this mess. It's sickening, folks. It's sickening. You see how hard the devil is working to keep people from knowing the Lord and serving the Lord and going living with the Lord. It's the devil at work. And you better be careful, your little children, Miss Megan. That's why it's so important. Churches need children need to be in out of the public schools now. They don't need to be in a public school. They need to be in a private school somewhere. Yeah, Satan's at work deceiving the children. Deceiving the children. U.S. Today named a biological man as the woman of the year recently. Did you hear what I just said? U.S. Today magazine named a biological man. He was a man. They named him the woman of the year. And here we got men now changing to be women, and they're engaging in women's sports. Well, they're outperforming the women. Of course, they're still a man. You can't change the DNA. We got a mixed up world, folks. It's the devil. It's the work of the devil. That's all it is. It's the powers of darkness. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it's the end of the age. You better be right with God. It's the end of the age. We're at the end of the age. Jesus is coming. Because he's going to get sick of this mess. He's going to get sick of this mess. He's going to put a stop to this mess. There's got to be a stopping point. Amen. There's got to be a stopping point. Genesis 1:27, the Bible says God created man in his image. And in the image of God created he him. Male and female. There's not but two sexes. I don't care what any professor says. Mark 10:6, but from the beginning of creation, God then made them male and female. God only made two sexes. And you're what you are, and you can't change it. Amen. And I like what you are. Amen? Amen. Is there any wonder Enoch long ago prophesied the judgment of God on the ungodly? Am I right? We're talking about light and darkness that's in this world, church. That's all it is. Darkness is creeping everywhere because people don't want to serve God. God's hands being withdrawn, and God has let it happen. But God's going to call us to judgment. And you look what kind of leader we got. We don't have time to talk about all the gambling and the rioting and the robbing and the stealing and the cheating and the lying that's going on. Powers of darkness. We better walk careful before the Lord, church. We better walk careful before the Lord. you better try to get all your loved ones in church. But get them in a church where somebody will tell them something. I know I'm not the best speaker in the world, but I tell you what, there's a devil and there's a hell, and you don't want to have nothing to do with either one of them. And there's Jesus Christ that loved you so much. He died on the cross to save us so we can live in paradise forever. Let me close with this one verse. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If you'll follow Jesus, you'll walk right into heaven. And there's not going to be any darkness in heaven. Praise God. Amen. We're going to be the children of light for eternity. Let's love the Lord. Let's serve the Lord. Do you know the Lord today? If you don't, we invite you to come to Christ today. We invite you to come to Christ. Lord, speak to hearts. Lord, let your spirit descend on us in a special way and warm our hearts. Warm our hearts, Lord. Lord, Lord, warm our hearts with the love of Jesus. With the love of Jesus, that we would want to just serve the Lord with all of our hearts. And that we would be caring for other people and praying for other people, Lord, and living before other people in a way to please you, Lord. Lord, Lord, let your spirit enable us, we pray. We pray in Jesus' name. Bless. And I pray, Lord, you'll just have your will and way in every life. And I pray in Christ's name, amen and amen. You can come to the altar this morning, talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you not walk in darkness, but to walk in the light all the day, to be a light to other people, to help others know the love of God.